All right, welcome to another episode of We Have a Microphone. As always, I'm happy to report that we have a microphone. It's right here in front of me. It seems relatively undamaged and seems to be functioning.
As a third party, I can verify that they do, in fact, have a microphone.
There you go. There's been a couple of rumors on the internet recently that we don't have a microphone.
Yeah.
It's been submitted. Snopes, they haven't come through yet. But, yeah, we have...
I mean, Justin, while I appreciate that, the format of the show is very strict. Guests do not speak until spoken to. So, let's just hold on from the peanut gallery. I'm Hampton.
I'm Michael.
And we're joined today by the guy who already ruined it.
Yes.
Justin.
Yes.
We've spoken about Justin a lot.
Yeah.
I feel.
I've been referenced in...
I think we always refer to you as the guy who's already ruined it, though.
Probably.
Wow.
Right.
That's from now
on. Yes, you and my parents.
Exactly. So yeah, Justin, long-time listener, first-time guest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. First-time caller.
Yeah. Have you listened to every episode?
Probably.
Or have you skipped a couple?
Probably.
Yeah,
there are
a
couple of dull ones in the middle. We talk about X-Files a lot.
I listened to the X-Files episode.
That was my favorite episode. Michael's like, I'm really ashamed of our X-Files episode. And I'm like, I am not. I want to talk about nothing but the X-Files.
Yeah.
All right. So now Michael is going to go make us our drink of the week.
There's a story behind this one.
There's a story.
Great story.
What could it be?
Who knows?
So Justin... You one time were a virtual guest on this program.
That's right.
By text message from...
One of the very early. From Peru.
From Peru. Are you originally from Peru?
That's a mistake that lots of people make, actually, Hampton. I'm not
Justin
from Peru.
Justin Megahan?
I'm not from Peru.
Megan?
McGann.
McGann! What?
McGann. Yes. It's hard to pronounce, but it's easy to spell. And this is why it's easy to spell. This is a realization that I made as a, it's probably like a 6 or 7 year old.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Mega Man, but you replace the second M with an H, Megan.
M-E-G-A-H-A-N.
Mega Man. When I made that realization, my mind just literally exploded. I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
You're like, I've made it. And ever since then, you've been a very confident person who's never doubted yourself.
Right.
You just remind yourself that you're secretly Mega Man.
Right. No self-doubt, no anxiety. I'm just on top of the world.
All of us. Just like how we all feel.
That's right.
Yep. I find the more intelligent you get, the more self-confident you get.
Oh, absolutely.
It's true for everybody.
Absolutely. Sometimes I catch my reflection in the mirror and I'm like, God, I love that guy.
He's like, El Guapo?
Who is that guy?
I was trying a little Spanish there.
I don't know Spanish at all.
But you were in...
I'm joking, I do know Spanish.
Yeah. I only know of El Guapo because it shows up in The Three Amigos.
Right. Where we all learned our first...
Yeah.
Spanish 101.
With Steve Martin and Martin Short and...
Chevy Chase.
Yeah. It is the triple dynamic duo of the three of the...
Right.
They almost made sort of a Three Musketeers or maybe a Three Amigos. What a great film. It's just all think about.
Very good, yeah.
And El Guapo was the name of the bad guy.
Really?
Yeah, it was. El Guapo. He was not a nice guy.
But he was so goddamn handsome.
He did have that mustache. Anyhow, enough about that. So you were in Peru for a while. Hanging out.
Yeah, several months.
You were, Wandering.
Soul searching. I did not have a soul. That's how this started.
Rumpelstiltskin, your parents sold away your soul.
Right. I mean, I caught my reflection in the mirror and I looked deep into my eyes and saw nothing.
just dark pools of emptiness.
Just darkness. And I said, this soul. Perhaps I should get one.
Yeah, like maybe Peru.
Right, Peru seems like a place that one could procure.
Is that where, what was it called? Shit. It's the one where, girls just want to have fun singer.
Lauper?
Yeah, Cyndi Lauper is a psychic.
Film?
And it's her and Peter... The guy who always plays a detective.
No,
he talks like this.
But I am back.
Oh, Michael's back. Sorry. Okay.
So, firstly, cheers.
Cheers.
And
ding, ding.
I made us a Martinez, which is a precursor to the martini. It's Old Tom Gin, maraschino liqueur, and some sweet vermouth.
It's freaking delicious.
Very good drink.
Thank you. So the story behind this is our local bar, which we bring up an awful lot, Third Rail. We've been working on a project to drink everything on the back bar. And
not to completion.
Just a drink from
to,
each
to
bar.
To sample.
Right, sample.
Sorry. We didn't try to drink the entire back bar.
Right, that's true. Yeah. So we had a sample of everything. I don't know how many.
You have a list?
I do have a list, but I couldn't count it right now. That would not make for fun listening. But anyone who wants the list, I can...
Drunk Justin was estimated at 137 bottles.
There you go. So we had 137 drinks, and at the end of it...
Where's your
phone?
I can figure this out.
Oh, okay.
Fast.
You're going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Are you fact-checking Drunk Justin?
I am.
And so at the end of it, we got a lovely gift from the bar, which is a cool vintage kind of travel cocktail set. With the ingredients for Martinez.
It's actually vintage. It's like,
yeah, it's gorgeous. If you follow us on Twitter, you've probably seen us posing with it. And it's pretty fucking awesome, to be honest. And that was Hampton's going through my notes now, and he's like, I guess I write down some weird drunk stuff. I have a list of Taco Bell things I need to eat.
Okay. Have you not been to Taco Bell?
I went once and it was so horrific. I never went back.
We don't need to talk about it on the podcast, but suburb Taco Bell, that's the way to go. Don't go to urban Taco Bell.
I mean,
I go home to Delaware, I go to Taco Bell. I don't need Taco Bell in San Francisco.
No, this was in Jacksonville somewhere. I don't know. It was a drive-thru.
Jacksonville is a good place to go to Taco Bell. I've only spent a few days in Jacksonville, and I can tell you, definite Taco Bell place.
Yeah, it was pretty horrendous. Not just at the time, but for hours afterwards. So I was not into it. And then since then, I've actually met some Taco Bell connoisseurs. Our neighbor Eric loves Taco Bell, and someone, a bartender friend of ours, loves Taco Bell. And I've asked them to write down, because obviously I misstepped. I guess, in ordering whatever the fuck taquitos I think I ordered.
Right. It's an easy mistake to make when you're standing at the counter, you know, and seeing this list of things that sound like they're Spanish but are not.
Right. And so I was confused, I think, at the time. But anyway, now I have a list of the Taco Bell pro items. So I need to go back. So these are all the drunk notes I make.
I found your notes, and the exact count is 156 different liquors.
Is that lines? That was pretty good.
That was very...
I deleted the spacers and stuff.
Did you do that just on your computer?
Yeah, just paste it into my Word editor, and it has a line count on the bottom.
Jeez. Amazing. I had no idea what you were doing over there.
I'm a technical wizard. I can paste something into my Word editor.
Pasting things and...
Yeah.
I was removing blank lines.
Mm-hmm. I also have the dog patch bar crawl list of bars, which we did the other weekend, and it was pretty horrific.
We went to every bar in the neighborhood.
Yeah. That was...
I know, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you work from home, and you can hold your liquor.
Yeah, we started out with, like, 5, and then we were like... Because those are the 5, like, bars that don't serve food, and then we were like, well, we'll do, like, one of the, like, restaurants with a bar, and then we ended up going to, like, 8, 9.
It's 8. There's 8 bars in Dogpatch neighborhood, and in one night we had a drink at every single one of them.
Yep. I was not happy.
Yeah. No one can take that away from you.
Yeah.
No. We've achieved a lot in our lives called liver damage, but
yeah. I think Dogpatch is easier than say the Marina or
yeah,
the
no, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Everywhere in the yeah, no.
Yeah.
It was, but like one was a glass of wine. This wasn't That's all. True. Like one was a beer. We weren't like, you know,
you
wasn't
weren't,
8
you weren't
cocktails.
Slamming shots of tequila.
No, and it was
one
I think
place
we,
I did have tequila.
We did it. I think we did it for 7 hours.
Yeah, it was spread out.
Yeah,
that is the best way to drink, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Completely underrated is the long day drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I find it difficult to keep a steady pace though, Because you don't want to... So I think I successfully did it a couple of days ago. Like, started at 3-ish, a couple of beers, moved on to the wine.
Then you go to midnight.
Right.
I don't know how to do the... When people start at 10 a.m., at some point that afternoon, I'm just like, look, I'm either...
Wait, no, you start...
We're going one way or another.
You started on the cocktails, though. That was your mistake.
That's a... Yeah, it's a balancing act. Yeah.
Wait, that night?
On Sunday, yeah.
Oh, but I was fine.
Yeah, okay.
I'm fine today.
Well, you're fine today, yeah.
So I learned about day drinking from going and tailgating from...
Back in the university days.
Do you eat at the same time as you tailgate?
Yes. Okay, yeah, so that's an important part. Yeah. Right, that's an important part.
And is it mostly like light beer, though?
It depends. Hmm. It depends. I mean, you're not drinking cocktails all day long. You definitely start off with beer. You definitely start off with beer.
Hampton pointing at himself. That didn't work.
No, because yesterday we went one of our favorite bartenders who is going on a adventure of her own. Zoe from Third Rail is.
Does she have a soul? Is she looking for a soul?
I don't know.
I don't know, actually. Yeah. She's on a motorbike. So I'm guessing she's going to cover more ground looking for her soul.
Okay. So her and her boyfriend.
She'll probably find a better soul than I found. Mine's rough around the edges.
Who's also a bartender that we know. They're going from San Francisco all the way to the tip of Alaska, near Russia, and then they're going to drive all the way down to Patagonia.
On motorcycles.
On motorcycles, and then drive back to San Francisco. So they're doing the entire...
That's pretty badass. Yeah. That's adequately badass.
Yeah.
Yes. And so we were at their going away party, which was like a barbecue, and they had like pre-made cocktails, because...
Really badass cocktails.
Yeah, having bartender friends is good.
It's good.
I mean, if you like the drinking.
Your guys' cruise to Alaska is also pretty badass.
Oh, yeah.
We are leaving on a cruise to Alaska.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll do an episode.
We're very excited about
on the cruise ship, probably.
Yeah,
we
always...
No, we should.
You'll probably bring the microphone and not record a podcast.
That's what... No, we should talk.
We like brought the microphone. We went like on a whole trip, and I carry the stupid microphone with me the whole time.
I know, because you talked about it on the last podcast.
Oh, did I? Oh, you know everything.
There you
shit. Go. Well, we're going to do that again. So.
No, we have to do this one. Maybe we'll get Hampton's dad on, finally. We've talked about that a bit as well.
I don't know. I'm worried about it.
That would be...
I'm worried
about
it.
I would love that episode.
Yeah, really?
I would love that episode.
I think a cruise ship has so many good stories.
Yeah, cruise ship, you're in a really weird environment.
Mm-hmm.
Should we do it from like a bar or from one of our rooms?
I think people would be weirded out if you had a laptop out and were recording something on a cruise ship.
Sorry. Okay.
Or are they just
on,
like...
On an Alaska cruise, as Michael, you know this, the bars are empty because most old people are asleep. Yeah. There's children and old people.
But these people don't have laptops.
Yeah.
They don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
They'll see you with the laptop and they're like, hackers.
Is that Johnny Lee Miller?
Like, what are they doing?
I think they're hacking into the cruise ship.
Yeah.
Well, we did get a internet package for this one, so I'm pretty excited.
It's true, actually.
I'm not... So this is a pro tip of being on a cruise ship, is obviously they make it so you can't get the internet, or it's very expensive, and you pay per minute. So, like...
You pay per minute.
Yeah.
Like, this is AOL in 1994.
Yes.
Well, you, like, pre-purchase a package. So I think we got the 240-minute package.
Okay. Did you have one of the CDs with, like, 44 hours?
No. But it does come with 40 minutes extra because I pre-booked.
Yeah.
No, but you basically connect, let it download your email, and then disconnect. And then you, like, answer all your emails, and then you reconnect it. And, like, sometimes I'll, like, connect to Twitter, get a refresh. And then, like, respond to the things, and then do it again, and then I'm, like, off. So it's fun to, like, my interaction with the internet is so much different when I think to myself, like, okay, every minute I'm paying for, I have 5 minutes, and that's it. Huh. That'd be a really cool way to set up your computer.
It's a very interesting... So I had a similar experience in Peru. I only had 120 megabytes a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I was also very strategic about how I used it.
Like if an email came in with an image, you're like,
oh yeah, no, fuck that. Fuck that.
No!
I can't look at this picture of my niece. What is this? 3 megabytes? Sorry, Bella. Not worth it.
Bella, I gotta download We Have a Microphone. Just one single episode.
No. Actually, when I'm on Wi-Fi, it was just my cell plan.
Yeah.
When I'm on Wi-Fi, I could download anything at a very, very slow rate.
Wait, did T-Mobile not have a thing there?
I didn't switch to T-Mobile before I went.
Rookie mistake.
Huge mistake. Yeah. Huge mistake. It's actually when I came back and I talked about like lessons learned, it was top of the list. I felt like I should have a better lesson, and I can like tell you better. Like I went to Peru and people were like, "What did you learn?" And like, when I was down there, I like read all these books and like, you know, the poetry of Rumi and like all these like very like profound things. And I'm like, you know what you need to do? Switch to T-Mobile.
Yep, that's good.
T-Mobile doesn't have a deal with our cruise ship though, so
I know. And they recently announced that Canada and Mexico is now fully just same
LTE.
Speeds, yeah. LTE and everything.
That was like right after we left Toronto.
Yeah.
But to be honest, with 4G,
I didn't know.
I guess I'm not checking my email as much without Wi-Fi, but it's not like it doesn't cramp my style.
Yeah.
I'm not like, throwing my phone at the wall. Yeah, if you're like streaming videos and shit, like, well, first of all, you're on vacation. Calm the fuck down.
Right.
You probably shouldn't be doing that.
Hmm.
Like, for real. People need to...
Put the phone away. Put the phone... This has been a public service message.
Put it away.
Put your, just, you know, if you're...
No, you're like, you're on a trip right
now. If you're on vacation, just put the phone away.
4G isn't the worst thing that's ever happened to you.
Yeah. And also, if T-Mobile wants to sponsor this podcast episode, like, totally willing to do that.
This has been We Have a Microphone, presented by T-Mobile.
There you go.
T-Mobile. The world is yours.
Is that illegal to say you're... I guess it is illegal.
No, it's not.
Say you're sponsored by something.
Well, we're a comedy podcast. People get that.
Right.
I think we're a comedy. Are we a comedy?
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is this satirical sponsor?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's like
protected
thing.
By our First Amendment rights.
I think so. I think that was the 25th Amendment.
Yeah. Protection...
I just went high enough.
The satire amendments. The satire
It's
amendment.
One of the, like, I feel like you can name anything after, like, the 23rd, I think. And then, basically, they're all just, like, weird ones after that. Like, just super crazy, like.
Wait, what are we up to now? It's, like, the 26th, 27th?
Yeah, right? We're in the high, mid to high 20s.
Yeah, but I'm saying most of them aren't that interesting.
They're not that interesting.
It's just like, oh,
it's like
I guess.
Term limits or something, or, like, price, cost, like.
Yeah, it'll be, like, slight interpretation
salaries.
Differences of, like, bullshit things.
Right.
That, like. Commerce law, and I'm like, I don't...
Okay. I mean, it's a shame we need to amend our constitution. It's kind of shit.
Yeah. A little bit.
A little bit. I mean, what...
Whoa!
I'm allowed to say
Take
that.
Take that, America! Your constitution is shit. It was great.
Wait, this is perfect segue to our
it
next
It was
guest.
Great 100 years
Scalia!
Ago.
You can get in the debate now. About jiggery pokery
I
and
always,
everything.
Do I, as a non-citizen, get amendment rights?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, really? Is this like a Supreme Court decision?
You don't.
Or like...
Not directly. You don't get citizen rights.
Yeah, it's not...
The Constitution doesn't cover non-citizens.
Okay.
However...
So at the beginning of the Bill of Rights, or the Constitution is like...
I mean, we spot you many of the rights, but you're not guaranteed all of the rights.
So like, if I was like in court saying freedom of speech, they'd be like...
Technically, no. You can be kicked out of the country for
being too free with my speech.
Right.
I mean, I don't think there's a lot of instances
where this has
ever happened.
I need to be quiet.
We can say whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can talk shit about our constitution.
I need to.
But you need to keep it buttoned up.
Yeah. Or just, I love it. I love the constitution. It's pretty good. The immigration service is listening right now, I love it so much.
Wait, they kick you out. Fuck them. Like, we'll go somewhere else.
Yeah, that's true.
It's fine.
I have an EU.
No,
passport.
But they mostly agree. I mean, so definitely like all, you know, like the Equal Rights Amendment and stuff, they've generally applied to non-citizens. So like,
but I think guns is a weird one. I don't think I have as much of a right to bear arms.
Right. So there's stuff like that. And then freedom of speech. So your ability to like,
and
maybe...
soldiers can stay in my house as
as
they want.
Right.
Right. Like there's not, well, obviously voting. That's a whole thing.
But that's not in the, is that in the Constitution?
Yeah. It enumerates your rights to voting. Yeah. I mean, not as well as they should have done, to be honest. Could have sorted out many years of post-civil rights reconstruction abuse if they'd really been a little more specific.
But to be fair, the Constitution was amazing for like 100 years. We just kind of like... The Constitution is like a relationship that we kind of gave up on. And it was really good for the first phase. Like, the honeymoon phase was amazing. And everyone else was looking over at America and our Constitution and like, man, how did they figure it out? Like... Those two, they really have it. And then recently, like, the Canadian Constitution is better than the American Constitution. And so you're like, man, the, you know.
I've had a couple crazy rulings come out of that. So oh, really? I don't know.
But yeah. But it's a. I'm not a scholar of constitutions.
Well, I am.
Well,
so
from what I've read, you know, the Canadian Constitution is very. Regarded
the Human
highly.
Rights Amendment.
Regarded very highly. And so now we're like, we're that couple that we're, that people used to think like, they were the couple. Not anymore. Sorry, America. Maybe you shouldn't lock up 1% of your citizens.
Actually, yeah. I feel like it's one of those things where our relationship with the Constitution was like, it's when it gets really late and you're like, 50% of me hates you. And then the other half just doesn't want to let anything change.
Right.
Because I might rock the boat. I don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
We shouldn't talk about it, Constitution. Let's, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just not.
I definitely.
Right. Well, we have something. We have something. I can't start over again.
Yeah.
I've put too much into this.
We've got to keep it together for the citizens. You know, like.
Too much into
this. You're like, hey, Constitution, I think we should just watch Big Bang Theory right now and stop talking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And then I'll go take some Xanax and pass out.
Yeah. Well, the Constitution pours himself
another
scotch.
This is not based on any of my friends' parents whatsoever.
I thought this was based on your own relationship. which one of you is the Constitution?
I don't know.
I stay up later. Yeah. Pour myself a glass of scotch,
yeah,
I guess.
That's true.
Michael just reads a book and goes to sleep.
Yeah. Not a good book, though. That's been my problem recently. I go to bed, and I always forget what I'm reading just before I go to bed. So I don't want to read anything good before I go to bed. And so I've got into this cycle of just reading shit. Because, like, anything I really want to read, it turns from, like, a bedtime book into, like, a regular book.
Right.
Like Hyperion, which I'm really enjoying. I, like, can't read it at nighttime anymore because I'll forget it in the morning. So I'm reading shit right now. Oh, like, Tales of the City. Have you read Tales of the City?
Yeah, I have read Tales of the City.
Oh, you like it?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay,
not
good,
too much.
Good.
No,
it
was novel to read it. I was like, oh, this is like they had this the chapter that it was about the Marina Safeway, and I'm like, oh, I go to the Marina Safeway.
Yeah.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I mean it's not amazing.
Yeah, I get the novelty or the kitsch factor of like, oh yeah, talking about a place I know, but I find it atrocious. Sorry, and I've had a lot of people say like, oh, it's really good, like if you live in San Francisco, you'll just get it. And I feel like it's as good as like a BuzzFeed post or something, you know, like. And sorry, there are too many characters with too many similar names, and it's definitely like a newspaper serialization or like whatever.
Yes.
And so it like cuts from all these. So it's probably not the best like drunken bedtime book to read because I'm like, what character is this
why
again?
Why are you going
like,
to bed every night drunk? And why are bars giving you gifts? This is actually an intervention.
Well, I think it's like two against one at this point.
Yeah.
So also you're
so
drinking during the intervention, which I don't think
is
like
is that
recommended.
Not a thing? You don't drink.
Wait,
it right?
How do you go to bed?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I should say yeah.
I go to bed like everyone else, crying myself to sleep.
See? And that's what we found a little quick solution
to. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I'm not mostly drunk. I'm mostly like sleepy.
Oh,
but
no, drunk reading's fine.
Yeah,
I'm totally
yeah.
on board with drunk reading.
He's
but
mostly drunk. It's fine.
I'm mostly drunk.
It's fine.
But, like,
but you don't want to read really good books when you're drunk and going to sleep.
Right, right. And so that's why I got Tales of the City, and then I'm reading some horror, set on a cruise ship, actually. It's pretty good. Yeah, but I end up reading horror.
With the Sylvia Brown.
Yes, character.
Character.
I know, right? It's
yeah.
pretty cool. It's set on a cruise ship, and like there's this fake psychic. Or is she fake?
Oh!
Ooh. And, like, the cruise ship, like, shuts down in the middle of the ocean, and there's, like, a murder on board.
Well,
and
she is fake because psychics are not real.
Yeah, but, I mean, this is...
No, sorry to ruin the suspense for everyone.
But you notice, like, Cynthia Brown, the, like, crazy...
Yes.
Like, I see your family standing
right.
behind
and
you.
And she was the one who was like, oh, your daughter's still alive. No, she's still alive. She's really still alive. And then they find... the daughter's body somewhere, right?
But yeah, I mean, a bunch of times. Because
oh,
she's wrong.
Because she's
wrong. She's just wrong.
Because psychics are...
Right.
Yeah, but like,
like,
this is a whole character, and she's like, exactly
yeah.
Cynthia Brown.
And she's
I'm
on a cruise
excited.
Ship.
Mm-hmm.
Which, super exciting for her.
Yeah.
So like, see, cruise ships involve my semi-autistic love of big machines with isolationism.
And old people.
Right.
Old people. And then, like, so weird social distance you can put between yourself and the other passengers.
I could see you really enjoying cruise ships.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were a lot of fun. You get to meet some weirdos.
Yeah, there's weirdos. You play trivia and bingo all day.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, you can, like, sit in your room with a pretty view. You can't use the internet.
Yep.
There's just fucking food everywhere.
You can watch
just
the Shawshank Redemption on repeat.
Yeah.
So many times. It's so good.
And then
endless lobsters and stuff. Like, yeah. I mean, wait, no, lobsters. It sounds like I'm eating live ones. I mean, lobster.
Hmm.
That's the plural of the edible one, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Lobster.
Yeah, yeah.
Lobster.
Lobster.
Endless lobsters.
Lobster.
Yeah. And yeah, that does sound
you're
like
just
an,
pulling them
an
out of the water and smashing them.
Yeah. And then after dinner, when everybody's gone to bed, you go down to
7:30.
The wheelhouse, which is the name of the.
No, you go to the club.
Oh, that's not fun.
Well, the club is amazing because it's usually weird. Like 2 40-something couples who like want to dance and they're like trying to dance and there's like a
youngish
DJ.
Yeah, they're like in their 40s and this is they don't have kids and the wife was like, "You said we'd go dancing one night."
Yeah. They're trying to rekindle the relationship.
Oh, yeah, barely, but like he's not into it.
Yeah,
and she's
not,
trying to dance mostly by herself.
It's not going to happen.
And it's pretty much empty, by the way. Like
much
empty.
Yeah, there's maybe 10 people. And then there's a youngish DJ from South Africa playing like Daft Punk Get Lucky over and over again or something like, you know, like a classic summer hit from like just too many years ago for it to be cool. And then it's just a bunch of gay guys really.
Yeah, like old gay guys.
Yeah.
We
join
them.
And then we sit there and like
no, but wait, we spent most of our time in the wheelhouse, which is the Princess Cruise Line's grand class. I think they're called the grand class, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ships, primary cocktail bar. Which is very low key. It's like a.
It's very nice. It's like an old
captain's lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you just sit there and you look out over, see the stars in the sky, and it's beautiful and quiet. And we debate politics, and actually, it sounds exactly like one of these podcasts.
Yeah. It's funny. So it was kind of cool. So you go on the Alaska cruise going on, you go up the fjords and stuff, and you see whales and orcas and shit. Just like from sitting in the bar, you like look out and there's whales jumping. And his parents are like, who we're going with. You know, we need to go on one of these whale watching cruises, and we're like, oh no, we've got the insider knowledge. You just go sit at the bar at the window, and you'll see plenty.
Right, you'll see
whales.
Yeah. You'll see whales.
So this is our
that's our pro tip.
Our alcohol themed.
We have a microphone more than usual.
Yeah,
or cruise.
Alcohol themed cruise tips.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, if you want to see people drink a lot of alcohol, holy shit, cruises are sad.
Yeah,
really.
Oh my gosh. So, we drink a good bit. We wait till it's usually the evening-ish. We don't vomit. We like drinking, but we haven't really had many regrets from it.
That's the way to drink. That's the way to drink.
You look at some of these people in these... Like, sorry, they just start drinking at like 10 a.m. or 9 a.m. Like, the unlimited cruise package, which...
They're trying to get their money's worth out of it.
I know. It's $50 a day... And a cocktail is about $10. So we drink about 4 cocktails. That's
a good, heavy, long night.
And
after dinner, we went out and we just really stayed out till midnight. We had 4
drinks. I'm going to forget what I'm reading later on. Like, it's that kind of level.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And
that's not enough.
Right. So you have to drink more than that to get $50 a day.
Yeah.
If an all-you-can-drink alcohol package is not good enough for us, like, there's something wrong.
Something is seriously wrong with you.
And they start at 10...
Yeah,
a lot of the drinks are like super, like sugar, pineapple juice, and crushed ice things.
Yeah,
they just go the whole day and then.
Yeah, these people just like sit out and just fucking get hammered all day, nonstop. And I'm like, I don't know how you. Yeah, like.
Yeah.
How can a company actually offer unlimited alcohol? Like, I get kind of like, really? Your lawyers were like, yeah, go ahead, do it. Yeah. It'll be.
Maritime law.
Yeah, like, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of weird as well, because, like, you pull into port, and then they close down the casinos on board, and then you, like, sail out a certain amount, and they're like, the casino's open now! And then everyone
Then again, our definition for a drunk matches, like, the definition that people have for a whore. So a whore is anybody who has more sex than you.
Yeah.
So
a drunk is anyone that drinks more than you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or an alcoholic, I suppose.
Right, okay.
I guess, yeah.
So the world's full of whores and no alcoholics.
No comment. I mean, you're just like there. Yeah, I guess vacation drinking I find funny because people really just hit it.
Like, yeah, just. Right. But that's our regular life.
Right.
Yeah, but I feel like they think I have five, like I have kids or whatever. Like,
right.
I've got
to make this, like, is my.
This is it. I have to consume six months worth of alcohol.
Here's the thing. I mean, it's a Monday night. We're drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is completely fine. Imagine being in the situation where you can't drink.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's irresponsible for me. Like, if I had children to go home to.
Yeah, you're like, I have to put them to bed.
I would not be able to drink right now.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or only secret drink, which is also crazy to me.
I want to know how much my parents secret drunk. Or drank.
Really?
Yeah.
When you were a kid?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I knew, like, on a Saturday night once in a while, we'd have a babysitter and they'd get dressed up and they'd come home and I'd be like, oh, you smell funny.
Something silly.
You smell funny.
Or, like, at Christmas, my dad would have a gin and tonic and my mom would have a glass of sherry and I'd be like, oh, okay. You're gonna get, you know, it's Christmas. It's gonna be fun. But, like, apart from that, I guess...
They'd have eight of them, though.
I never remember, like, coming downstairs from a nightmare or anything and just being like, whoa, that fucked up. Or anything like that. Like, I just never...
Well,
like,
you're also a kid and didn't know.
Well, yeah, but then...
It'd be more you were waking them up and they were extra groggy and you were like, I don't know.
I never remember my parents being
that
hungover.
Why is Dad
hungover.
So grumpy?
Yeah. I only remember my parents being hungover when I've been hungover because we've been drinking altogether too much.
Mm.
And then, you know...
His parents are more fun than mine.
My parents don't drink at all. I mean, I'll get my mom to drink a bit, but...
My mom doesn't.
I have to stop my parents from getting us to drink. They, like, will order dessert at a restaurant, and they'll be like, let's get another bottle of wine!
And I'm like, whoa!
Calm the fuck down, guys. We need to go home and
sleep.
Just
had two bottles.
Yeah.
We are good. Mm-hmm. We are feeling just fine.
I mean, they're great. They set out a whole bar for us when we come visit. I'm like, oh, that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to their coming for Christmas this year. And so I'm really excited to take them to one of my favorite bars. And I think my mom will love it.
And my parents come on Wednesday.
They do.
Two days from now.
Wow.
Be very fun.
Mm-hmm.
And look at you, not nervous or freaking out or anything.
Mm-mm.
About what?
Parents visiting.
Well, I don't think they're coming to our apartment, so we don't need to, like...
I don't think so.
Well, okay. Maybe we do need to.
I don't think so. We might have to edit the bathroom a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. Our bathroom, if you haven't visited our apartment, and you're more than welcome.
If you're one of our listeners that has not broken into our home.
What percentage of your listeners have visited your apartment?
I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe we should do a poll on Twitter.
Well, we have, like, a good number of listeners. And I don't know that many people. So.
Yeah.
They're either bots or...
Mm.
Like, it could just be...
We don't have any bots who visited our apartment yet.
You don't have any bots? You don't have bots, by?
No. No.
Wow.
It's been a...
That's beep, very... That's very close-minded of you.
I know.
I thought that you guys were more progressive than
that. No, yeah. It's just, like, one of those things.
Well, my best friend is bot. So don't misinterpret.
Our bathroom is a chalkboard, and there are some Reese-y...
We just take a shit on a chalkboard, is what he's trying to say.
Yeah.
Our bathroom is a chalkboard.
Oh, sorry. Right. Our bathroom wall is a chalkboard.
There's obscene things written on the chalkboard.
Well, we let drunk people do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And if it's too nice or sappy, it goes. That's our
rule. Right. So I think we should...
Because fuck that.
Yeah. But I feel like we should... censor it. Maybe.
Well, I feel like the balls and anus bent over, I think, is the only thing I might remove.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's a good candidate for removal.
I mean, I love it because there's like a guy bent over.
I love.
And
I know
it's
you
his
love
balls and asshole, which nobody here drew. A friend did, and it's pretty amazing. And I don't know if I want my mom to see that.
I mean, it has its own merits.
Yeah.
As a work of art.
Mm. It does.
I mean, take a photo.
I'll defend it.
Would you want your mom to see that in your place? Yeah, no.
No.
A lot of the other stuff's okay. Like, the word fuck appearing on the wall, I think, is cool. I think the crude penis drawings
fuck
is also
so cool. Fuck is
yeah,
so
I
cool.
Know,
but I think crude...
I can't believe you just said it.
Crude penis drawings are fine. She's an adult. She understands that would be a funny, wacky thing to draw. Yeah, it's just the...
It's
just the anus of the balls. Yeah, I think makes her think about her son having anal sex, and that's somewhere that...
Is it too real?
I think it's too real. I think it's too real for her.
That's fair. That's fair.
I was... Yeah, so we've been trying to come up with a definition for what counts as offensive on WordSet recently. Mm-hmm. We're trying to... I was trying to come up with a metric, and I had... I wouldn't say it to my mother. Like, that is the line of...
Wait. Is I love you offensive, then?
Get off. No, so I'm like... That's terrible.
I'm really fucking proud of that joke.
I loved it. I was trying to figure out how I could say, like, my mom won't say it to me. And I was, like, trying to figure out the logic of it, but
I didn't... say, my mom also must find it offensive.
Right. That was what I was looking for. You should have done it. I didn't quite land it.
So, sorry, I was thinking, like, what counts as offensive on the bathroom wall? It's things you maybe wouldn't show to your mother. And so
on WordSet, we're going to tag an anus and balls cartoon.
I was thinking of the word
so arse. You're saying that my anus and balls definition is going to come down?
Yes, probably. Sorry.
No, we leave offensive. We leave offensive.
It's just tag.
As long as it's tagged offensive.
No, we're not.
Our metric is as long as, like, WordSet. New York Times has said...
That's actually a good definition. Like, can you print it in the New York Times?
Right. And without explanation. Right. So, like, whatever. If you just came up with some BS, random offensive word.
Sorry, we're way more socially liberal than to not have that in there.
Yeah.
Like, our degendering of everything on the site.
Right.
Our AAVE represent flag.
It's a good one. Yep.
It's good.
Our badge
it's good.
For doing AAVE work.
Man.
Oh, you're talking about
that word set. So fantastic.
Thank you, Justin.
Have you used it yet?
And I hear that if you go to the chat rooms, when people leave, it's updated. You don't need to wait until someone else sends a message.
That was our new feature today. Thank you.
We appreciate that. That's very true. We were hard at work today doing that. Adding new features, always updating.
Removing old features is another.
Yep.
That's not really a thing.
Making things happen. Making things happen.
Did we remove old features?
Well, we removed the scoreboard because it was kind of rubbish.
Yeah. I really want the scoreboard to work, but I feel like people are too far apart. Like, there's people who put in, like, 600 hours. People who put in, like, 300 hours. And you're like, a live updating scoreboard doesn't have the drama as if people were more bunched up together.
Right.
So, yeah. It's kind of like, hey, look, I have 10 more thousand points to you before I beat you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't...
Yeah.
I think we need to, like, send emails. Hey, you're within 1,000 points of kicking blank's ass.
Making competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
One of the design influences is this game I used to play called The Kill Everyone Project. Have I mentioned this on this project podcast before?
No.
Anyhow, so it was this early Flash game where there was just a button you clicked that said, like, kill, and you just, like, tapped on it, tap, 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 and everyone was tapping together, and you were working country by country from the smallest to the largest country, killing people, not literally, but representatively.
Right.
And there was, like, a chat room, and it would basically say you have 10 more clicks till you beat the next person, so then you, like, tap, 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 and it'd go, you have 3 more clicks to beat the next person. You're like, tap, 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 tap. And, like, you would know where you were in the ranking. And the game had no value. There was nothing to it. Nobody was doing any useful work, but people were obsessed with this.
Like, I feel like America probably won.
With what? Oh, who?
Killing everyone.
Yeah. Well, there was a special Patriot missile movie, too, so. A drone strike. Hashtag topical. Yeah, no, so I love this. I love the mechanics of this game.
I was trying to think of other things, like the Cheney Steamer or something.
The Cheney Steamer.
I think that's pretty good.
I love that there was this game where nobody was doing any work of value, but people were putting in hundreds of hours. So I kind of wanted to bring that into this site where you're doing usable work and maybe have some of the same. Like, okay, if I do just 2 more...
Right, there's a gamification of it where you want to beat people. Oh, I mean, not like I want to beat people.
Yeah.
Wait. Per project, we should have this. And it should tell you on every proposal.
That's pretty good.
So per project, it's like you're currently the 30th most active person in this project. If you do two more, you'll become...
People are competitive.
I'm more competitive. Oh god, is this when we try to talk about sports? Because you like sports.
Well, sorry, this Justin is probably the only person we know who's into sports. So if you want to talk about sports, this can be the sports episode.
This can be the sports episode.
If we have a microphone.
I'm not into sports as much as people probably think I'm into sports. I mean, I do love sports.
Well, that ends the conversation right there. You just said, I love sports, so I don't know anybody else who would say that.
Right. No, but the thing is, if you had Justin from, like, circa 2011, Justin loved sports.
Oh, yeah.
But, really?
Yeah.
So what are some hot sports?
What are some hot sports?
Yeah, what's moving up?
Let me tell you a little something about a game called baseball.
Okay, it sounds interesting.
Is baseball moving up? Yeah. Or in just your world?
In my world, I'm about baseball. So,
because you moved to San Francisco.
This is weird. We're talking about sports on your podcast.
Yeah, I know, right?
We like to talk about baseball.
Like, we have guests on. We like to...
Whatever you're nerdy about, man.
So,
you're nerdy about everything. Like us.
Right, nerdy about everything. Why do I like baseball? So, a big part of everything that I do is about narrative.
Mm-hmm.
I love a good story, and so I'm about baseball right now because my baseball team, the Pittsburgh Pirates, I'm from Pittsburgh originally, all my family were Pittsburgh Pirates fans. The last time they had a winning season was 1992. They've sucked for a long period of time, and just in the past few years, they've put it together, and they have a good team. They've made the playoffs the last 2 years,
mm-hmm.
and so it's a big deal to us. Like, we're always awful. Now we're good.
Hmm.
The things that I love about stories, like the comeback, you know.
Well, it's so American.
Right, exactly. So it's so
fucking American.
Right, so now I love baseball. I mean, the Pirates have always been my team.
Mm.
Everyone that's listening can see the quotation marks I made. Like, it was the team that I was born into. And so I've liked the Pirates, but only recently when they've started like putting things together, I'm like, oh, the Pirates could be a good team. Like,
yeah,
I was born into this team, and they're putting things together. So I like baseball right now.
We went to a couple of games with the Giants, and it was fun. I'm definitely a fair weather. What is it? Fair weather fan.
Fair weather fan.
But Michael, that's not true. You're wearing a Giants hat right now.
A Giants hat right now.
I am literally wearing a Giants hat right now, and I will tweet a photo of me wearing a Giants hat.
Michael does not ironically use the phrase literally.
Right. He will.
I was waiting for you to take a photo. I'll take a selfie and tweet it from the Wham thing.
No, I mean, baseball is the best sport.
What?
It is the best sport. Baseball.
What about football? Like real football?
No. Football is not the best. Baseball is the best sport. Is that
really?
As far from like a cultural aspect, baseball
in one country.
No, baseball.
Baseball
is Hampton now has his Star Wars hat on, which I also love. But I'm not gonna let you take me off point. Baseball is a fantastic sport because so there's the whole like life imitating art, art imitating life. I think both of them are just imitating baseball. Baseball is, it's just fantastic. It's really...
Wow, don't oversell it.
Yeah.
Art and life are usurped by baseball?
Yeah,
so...
That's
like,
a hell of a claim.
Well, so you have these moments with art. I have specific moments with art where I'm like, this album brought me to tears.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm listening to it on my bus ride back from New York. I'm heading home. I'm listening.
What album was this?
Cloud Cult, The Meaning of the Number 8. Fantastic album.
Oh,
it brought me to tears, and it, like, I will always remember that about it.
Your SSRIs were also a little off at that point. You've been out for like 3 days, so it's fine.
Right. But I feel the same way. I feel the same way about baseball. Like, very recently, probably about 2 months ago, there was a moment. The big thing about enjoying baseball is you need to understand expectations and what is supposed to happen, because all of the meaning in baseball is the contrast from what should have happened to what actually happened or what could have happened.
Comedy.
Right. What could have happened, but what didn't happen. Or, you know, so there was a play. It was probably like the seventh inning of a Pirates game. There was a runner on second base, and the Pirates are pitching. The Pirates are my team that I root for. And the opposing team laid down a bunt. Oh, I'm sorry. The Rhino is on third base.
Okay. So that's really close to being...
Right. Very close to scoring. And so here's the thing. He laid down a bunt. It was to the first base side. Pedro Alvarez is our first baseman. He used to be our third baseman, but because he had issues defensively, he was switched to first base because you don't have to do as much as a first baseman.
Okay.
He can hit well, but he's not a very good defensive player. The problem with him was that his throws were very often off. So he would charge a ball, pick it up, throw it to first base, and be off target. And
okay.
The first baseman would have to leave the base to make the catch, and the runner would be safe. So he accumulated so many errors that it was like, how do we keep this guy on the field? He hits well. We'll move him to first base. So this was an issue with him. He has defensive issues. And this is a game that we're ahead by a few runs. And so giving up one run is not that big of a deal, but you can't give up multiple runs. You can't give up a big inning. So anyways, the opposing team drops down a bunt. What they're doing here is conceding the out. If you want to go to first base or whatever, that's fine.
I think you've nearly fully lost me at this point. I had you up to bunt and third base. You're conceding bunts?
It's a sacrifice play. It's a sacrifice play. They're saying that the hitter will be out.
Right.
We're okay with that. We're just trying to score the run. The highlight reel play for Pedro would be to charge the ball, grab it one-handed, and throw home to try to get the runner out to stop the run from
stopping
scoring.
From third,
to stop the run from scoring. He did not do that. That was what I was expecting. See, the thing in baseball is the second that the ball is put into play, you immediately know what can happen. And so in my head, I'm thinking, oh, he's going to go home with this. He's gonna charge the ball. He's going to try to grab it barehanded. He's going to throw home to the catcher. I can't believe I'm talking sports with you guys right now.
No. I'm interested to see what actually happened.
Yeah.
Right. So in my head, I'm running all these scenarios through. This is what I do in my life all the time, running every scenario through my head. So that's why I love baseball. So he's charging the ball. And I'm thinking, he is going to throw home, try to make this highlight reel play, throw home to try to get the out to stop them from scoring, which is not really important because we're up by, two or three runs. We can let them score. And what I think will happen is that he's going to do that, miss the throw home. It's going to sail over the catcher's head, runners will advance farther, we're going to end up giving up a big inning. And we might lose this game.
Right.
And so that is the highlight reel play. That if he does that, he does it successfully, he'll show up on SportsCenter or whatever, and it's a big deal. And so I'm afraid of that. And instead, he just squares himself, fields the ball, and underhands it to the pitcher who's going to cover first base. He concedes the run scores, and he gets the out at first base. And it's that is life. That is life. Sometimes in life, you don't make the highlight reel play.
Yeah.
Sometimes in life, you just field the ball, you do things exactly as you should, you underhand it to the pitcher who covers third base, and you just get the out.
So the drama of this is that there was a big play that could have happened, but instead it was just the more boring one.
Wait, you go for
exactly.
a safer.
Exactly.
No, you go for a safer and concede one run.
I get it.
But
I just like that the...
But that,
your story was
right. Every ending.
But that's the beauty of baseball is understanding all the things that could have happened and what actually happened. All of the beauty of baseball is in contrast.
I do.
But that makes it very inaccessible for outsiders to watch because they don't understand what is supposed to happen, what the guy should have done, or what he could have done.
It's like the New York subway.
It's exactly like the New York subway.
I like watching baseball because I feel like I can switch off more easily. Than American football. Baseball, I can wander around. We go to Giants games, beautiful stadium, beautiful views out on the bay. And so I can just,
a winning team.
Super winning team. And I can just, look across and just, dawdle a little bit. And then it's not,
It is a good game. I mean, I don't go to a lot of games because my team is, it's as perfect. I put it on the background. And I read a book. And
yeah.
I look up when things are happening, or I'm cooking dinner.
Yeah, I like that. I was going to say earlier, I find it interesting that the most popular American sports, and to some extent Canadian, join in every now and again. They're nowhere else. Maybe Japan with baseball, but nowhere else does hockey, basketball, American football, baseball. They're all just like...
Europe does hockey a bit.
No.
Sweden,
Field,
Czech Republic. There's
Russia.
Russia's all about hockey.
Yeah,
they're only doing hockey because they
Iceland.
Wanted
to be... Hold on. I think Mighty Ducks 2 taught me that Iceland cares a lot about hockey.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. I didn't... was that a documentary? No? Okay. Yeah.
Mighty Ducks was a documentary,
okay.
Correct?
Yeah.
I remember fondly the story of Coach Bombay.
Yeah. Anyway, on that note of...
Hampton's giving us the wrap it up simps.
Yeah. That's how he does it.
You're not supposed to say it.
I know, but because I saw
this is the only editing we do. This is the only editing we do is that we're like, we're 50 minutes.
It was the one professional thing that you did. You were like, I had to then call it out.
You don't know my professional broadcasting career before this, where in university, I was in our like local television station. The university television station.
Wrap it up.
I'm also professional when I count down, I go, 5, 4, 3.